home, but now you're bringing up the physical system to behind home. Okay, so we're back to where we're at. So anybody learning anything new today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this knowledge is the knowledge that was put out way back in the 60s. But the messenger used to teach the same knowledge, but he called it, you know, he didn't teach it to the masses of the people. He taught it for those who held so long, and that was up there, especially ones who stayed 7 years and different things. He began to give them the secret knowledge. Those were called 5%ers. And that knowledge would not be revealed to the people here, because, you know, that's one reason that they've given the black people over here a sad day. They've given it for the black woman who's got to go away. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
The black woman and that, you know, that black man, the older ones. You know, the ones that are, you know, the ones that are senior citizen style. They would not be able to adjust to going in a foreign land, learning the new type of conversation. It would be a misery to them. Talking about our so-called grandparents.
Right.
You know, I mean, sure, it would be nice. Then you got to take this under consideration. Sure, it would be nice to live among people of our own kind, but that wouldn't make it be a heaven, because everything that Wiley do, black, you could do it 10 times worse, or better, or whatever.
That's right.
So we will have our kingdom of heaven. So we're giving them a day over here before they go away. And we're giving them a day of praises, our senior citizens, by seeing their house. They were wild. Look how beautiful it is. They're going to make it. And that's where they got that old song. God, I pray to you. Just let me wheel the sword for you once more. And then they said, I went down to the river of Jordan and I dipped my foot in. And I stayed much too long. And I seen the ship sail in and sail away. That's your forefathers singing to the children. Me, they missed the boat. And they said, well, just let me die. Fight in the glory for you then, God. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And so this is what's going on in the secret lives. Let me put to what you got, the shrine and the black masons and the black shrines. We're going to let them die fighting when the end comes.
That's right.
This is what the secret teaching is going on in the lives, remember?
Okay.
And it says, tell the elders to come up and bring their weapons of scientific warfare so they can get down there. Bring up their guns. Bring it up and we'll smash them down. You can go out there and die there. I will teach you how to die a man. I will teach you how to die a god.
Yes. You hear that?
Yeah.
That's a little heartbeat.
Can you understand what I'm saying there?
Yes, sir.
So we're not putting that together. This is what this has already been put together by Allah, God, and the person of Master Wali Kiflaman through the Eastern Stars, the daughters of Aisha. You understand what I'm saying? All these organizations is working secretly with this.
Yes, sir. We're just playing out our part.
We're just playing out our part, and our part is not to do that fight. You can't say that we're teaching them that along the person that's about to keep our mother, and it's not just out there. That's why we wear the Star of the Crescent on our head, and they wear the Star of the Crescent on their head, because we got a soldier army with inside of itself, and this here clients were saying that they would be out to live as a good day, and then they must destroy their own nation, too.
Okay.
For the good that was given to them. They would undermine their own system and government. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
I know, I'm not getting no feedback from the other audience out there.
I was wondering if they were still there.
Hello?
We're still here.
I mean, I'm saying something that you don't want to hear?
No.
Is something that causes you chaotic conditions of mind? Or would you rather for me to talk behind your back?
Oh, no, sir.
I'm giving you the knowledge that was put out there. The knowledge that bears witness to the Bible. The most out of the life mother said, if it doesn't go along with the Bible, then you better turn it out.
Yes, sir.
We don't put everybody's history into the book of the previous history book. We put those that are going to be doing something higher in there. Those are the special ones. Some of them ain't worth writing about.
Yes, sir.
But there's a black book kept on everybody. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Yes, sir.
All praises due to Allah, God, who came to us in the presence of Master Wali Kiflaman. This is the knowledge. This is why when Master Wali Kiflaman Muhammad came from, three wise men came to the east, came from the east, not going to the east. So you can't think of three wise men of old, because they were born in the east. Pretty stupid. They had to travel all the way around the planet to try to be shipping back to the east. They say three wise men came from the east.
Yes, sir.
From the star meaning the that means Marcus Garvey, Noble Duali, and one prophet for Lot.
That's right.
Which is in reality was God. Following the wisdom and the knowledge that was telling them that over here would be where that other Allah would raise up.
Yes, sir.
That child in the manger, which is none other too than the American so-called Negro, because that one in the North Coast corner, when he raised up, he represents them. He is the mouthpiece.
Yes, sir.
After the president said, look at him. He said, told the president, said, look, see, we had each one of the gifts that the wise man's brought was different degrees of knowledge, raising you to a certain level. When Marcus Garvey came back to Ethiopia, raised you with a little bit of knowledge. And then when number two on me come, he's back to Morocco. You know what I'm saying? Back there, you just raise you with a little bit of no knowledge. And then finally, that which comes is the most honor, which Master Wali Kiflaman Muhammad, which brought us a base foundation solidly, that it was Islam.
Yes, sir.
Then he told the president, he said, look, Phil. He said, I got to find the person whose handwriting matched his, and that would be the next person that the Spirit of God will enter into, and that would be the one that the world has been waiting on. That would be the alarm that damn time.
Yes, sir.
I don't know where it is, but it's out there, and we got to filter through them to find the person whose handwriting matched this. I'm leaving you a paper with the handwriting. I'm taking one out there, and I got to find me a messenger, and I'm going to have him raise up, and I'm going to have him filter through the people. To find the person whose handwriting matches that. So when each one of the American so-called Negroes write a letter, we will send one to you first.
Yes,
and you can match it up and see if that's the one. So he said, yeah, do that so I can come and give praises to that person too. For secretly, he said, I can kill that son of a gun.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me? Do you hear me out there?
Yes,
this is the teacher that was never told to them about the handwriting.
Yes, sir.
And only the people that can get close to that handwriting is of the tribe of Shabazz. Anybody else cannot match it, purely.
Yes, sir.
That's why some people stood out, stayed out there, and they spent 10 years, some of 15 years, writing the letter, could never get one. They never did get one. Why, the messenger was there.
Yes, sir.
From the tribe of Shabazz. The only person that could imitate that writing would be the tribe of Shabazz.
Yes, sir.
Any of you still with me?
Yes, sir.
But the thing where they tricked Pharaoh was that they didn't let that person that was... They raised him outside of the temple.
Yes, sir.
Raised him where they least expected him to be raised. The tomb of the living dead.
Yes, sir.
Which was in San Quentin, California, which was in the northwest corner out here. That's why Islam didn't die after it came to California, after it reached its peak, then it had to die out.
Yes, sir.
And then the Son of Righteousness was raised in the west with healing in his wing to heal it and bring back the nation of Islam.
Yes, sir.
And you understand what's being said there. This is secret teachings that was kept from the masters of the people about that letter X. That's why a governor would always come, a government agent from the Citizen Department, two of them would always come to investigate when it's time to get the X, to be sure that you want to vote that X and to take a look at you.
Yes, sir.
So when I went to Rick the right to get my X, you get the original letter of the X. And you know it's smart and it's intelligent and it's supreme being, as Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad is. And then when you look at the writing, the way he wrote it, you would say, man, that's an illiterate person writing that letter.
Yes, sir.
And I knew that was my handwriting because I tried to write like I thought white folks and other intelligent people write. So I made myself try to write straight up and down, so I made the W go in a loop little manner, come down and go up. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I recognized my own handwriting. But I had to toss and turn with my mind because I know the messenger Elijah Muhammad is the last messenger, and I felt like I was a messenger or something of God, not knowing that I would be the greatest helper.
Yes,
and not knowing the science. And I would never stand out on the world and say that I'm a messenger or I am a prophet.
Yes, sir.
Not me. No way. So I had to find out what was I then. Who am I? But it sounds like everything that they're talking about there is the way that I feel, the way I think, the way I want to be. But I can't be a messenger or a prophet because of my life. But those are stages of the mentality-ness that I raised through, that allowed God to bless the Master Mother Steve Rob Muhammad raised me through.
Yes, sir.
Because I began to notice even when I was a little guy and I could not read and write and spell, everything that I would think up in my mind, sooner or later the American world would come up with it.
Yes, sir.
Not knowing that I had the clearest mind in there. I remember when my so-called father told me, you know what I'm saying, that my so-called mother, a lot of you didn't know it, but she rode on a devil behind a donkey, a mule, for 3 days and 3 nights to get mad.
Yes, sir.
So in the Bible that you hear about.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Just to do the right thing, and she was young. She wasn't even 13 years old.
We have three different books on that, right, sir?
Yes.
Isn't that also the birth of the Savior?
Yes, that's right. You
so that's the one that I read, and then I'm reading the one about Allah God in the person of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad in the negative vehicle.
Yeah, that's right. You got many different verses. That's right. You understand what I'm saying, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, to get the original science of the mathematics of the birth of the Savior, you get it's kept with the brother Anselm, the cologne that's down there, which is the offspring of one of Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad's so-called child.
Oh.
When he married up in the maddest female up in Oregon up here, and he went down into Los Angeles with that child and gave birth to that child. Check out the date of that child on the cologne down there. That's that child.
All right. Okay.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all understanding a little better?
Yes, sir.
Hello out there.
Yes, sir.
I'm giving you this knowledge, so you got to have it down on tape so you can play it. You listen to it, you hear it. Man, this is the story of the Bible.